Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The Church Bearer's Exorcism by Linda Louisa Varela is being called an intelligent work of modern fiction, a cautionary tale about getting too swept up into what looks like love. The Torchbearer's Exorcism is a pre-Me Too story about painful love at the close of the 1980s. Betrayal, overcoming it, about healing and growing into independence. Louisa is a Spanish citizen, born of a Danish mother in Chicago. She's lived 19 years in Spain, 18 here in the U.S., 10 years in the U.K., and 2.5 in the Netherlands. Her qualifications include a B.A. in English Literature, a law degree, an M.B.A., a slew of other smaller certifications, which she says seem to make her truly unemployable. That conundrum inspired her first published tome, Spanish Angst, a high-concept comedy about the difficulties of making it in the working world. A writer from childhood who, with some performances in the past, Louisa maintains a blog. Recordings and other excerpts of her banter can be seen on her website, including video performance of storytelling and a short script about getting dumped. That short script was the departure point for this second work about the pain of love, how one woman dealt with it or didn't until it was time to bury the torch. Linda Louisa Varela, author of The Torchbearer's Exorcism, joins us from the Netherlands via Skype on This Week in America. Louisa, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hello, thank you very much.
What a great background, and you are employable as a writer. You've done an excellent job with the two books that you've written, including the one we're talking about primarily today, The Torchbearer's Exorcism. Talk about where the story idea came from. I touched on it a little bit, but talk about where the inspiration came for the story.
Well, I myself had a very bad breakup when I was in my early 20s, and I wanted to write more of a lighthearted story about breaking up and getting over it. And I had in my head something like a light comedy. But as I was working through it, I got more bogged down into more realistic attitudes and, yes, and interpretations of it. When I wrote it, I sent drafts to different people for comments, and they seemed to be more interested in the more realistic side of it and less in the comedic side. But I think actually the work has ended up being somewhere in the middle there. I do think it is an entertaining story. Most people tell me that it's a lot of fun to read and you read it very quickly. But I also think it's a pretty realistic take on things that can happen to normal people when they're going through bad relationships.
Well, yes, and it's, I think, that realism that comes across in the book, because you do have the light moments that you write about. You do have the serious moments, and that's the way life is. It's not all laughs. It's not all hardships, and you have a real life that you capture in the book. The book is The Torchbearer's Exorcism by Linda Louisa Varela. I'll give you all the information on her website and that as we go through the program. Briefly, what is the story about, without giving away too much, but sort of encapsulate the story for us.
Sure. So it starts out on the first day at the dorms of a girl's first day at university. And on that first day, she meets somebody that she falls head over heels in love with. So the story follows her relationship with this person and also her friends and other people that she knows from college, and it follows the relationship through college and then catches up with them years later. And it's centered around the relationship between Cherie and David.
And that is a different time, set back in the end of the 1980s, close of the 1980s. The book is The Torchbearer's Exorcism. Linda Louisa Varela, our guest on the program. You've got a broad social media base. You're on all of the social media outlets out there. You've got a number of readers. You've got the website, the blog that I talk about. What kind of feedback are you getting from readers so far for the book?
The first feedback I got was that men should read this book to understand what women feel.
Exactly, yes.
But not wanting to be too prescriptive, I I have gotten a lot of other good feedback about the fact that it's entertaining and it's fun and the stories are engaging. But also, I've had some people say it reflected very well how they felt at different times when they were in their early 20s, and they felt identified with the character and the way she questions what's going on and the way she questions how the other person feels. And whether what she feels is all one-sided. I think it's a pretty common thing for people to go through when they have very strong emotions for other people, to question whether it's all one-sided or not.
I mentioned it occurs in the late 1980s. Why did you set it back in that time period? Because the times were a little bit different back then.
Yeah, indeed. I think nowadays the younger generation is maybe a little bit more evolved. They are probably less likely to fall into so many of the traps that people my age used to fall into. I'm sort of referring to the fact that I was born in 1970, and I grew up in a household where the girls did all the housework and the men sat down and while everything else was taken care of and catered around them. And I don't think that's so common anymore. And I think also if you look at television shows and the kinds of things that we consumed as children in the 70s, the ideas of roles and what's appropriate and the sort of humor around roles has changed a lot since then. And so the idea is to show the characters in the 80s when they have the baggage of how they've grown up, and then show how they evolve over the years and how they break away from that character or gender stereotype that they were taught as children.
You know, it's sort of interesting when you look back some of the TV shows and the music from the early 70s in particular. It's almost embarrassing when you watch some of the television programs and how thankfully there has been an evolution since then. The book is The Torchbearer's Exorcism, Linda Louisa Varela. Varela is V as in Victor, A-R-E-L-A. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold. You'll find at Louisa's website, which is torchbearersexorcism.com. We'll have that on our website, and you can link on directly and get information there on Louisa and the book and other activities that she has. Everybody is probably wondering, okay, Louisa, is this you in the book? Are there real-life characters in the book? Is this ripped from your social life back in the 1980s? Are any of these characters real?
So they are conglomerations of different people.
Yes.
So the things that happen are not specific to individual people that I know, but they are for the most part, like 99%, genuine anecdotes or genuine stories from people that I know or have had different kinds of relationships with over the years. But I've compressed it down into a handful of characters because I think it makes it quite interesting and much more dramatic that way. But for instance, there's an episode with a scavenger hunt in the middle of the book. And when I was 19, I was indeed on a scavenger hunt like that in Copenhagen. And it was crazy. And it was indeed.
You'll have to read the book to find out the definition of crazy in Louisa's book, The Torchbearer's Exorcism. So some of the anecdotes then, like the characters, there's some semblance of truth in some of these and some artistic liberties as well.
Yeah, there is some artistic liberty insofar as the way the timeline is compressed and obviously, some of the characters, you want them to have a certain personality in order to be able to carry the storyline along and drive it in the direction that it needs to go. But there are also a lot of true, as they were, incidents in the book. So I think that you'll find reading it that it is quite realistic.
What inspired the characters in the band?
So when I was in my early 20s, I did sing with a band in Madrid, and the characters in the band are pretty close to the people that I used to sing with in that group. We never got paid. We were always put on at like 2:30 or 3 in the morning, and we tried really hard, but we're not very successful.
Any of the songs been recorded?
Not professionally, no.
Okay, so there's not going to be an album coming out here shortly as a companion piece with the book. We're not going to have an album with that.
No, not at all.
Talk about the photos. What are some of the photos of?
So the pictures are pictures of drawings I did while I was at university, and places like my dorm room and canoe trip that I went on with friends while I was at university. And of course, the first photograph in the book is of a friend of mine who died when he was 33. He was probably the person I was closest to for about 10 years. And so the book is dedicated to him, to my friend Stan. And not that the book is anything about anything to do with Stan. It's not, but it's dedicated to him because it's something that he was always driving me to write.
The book is The Torchbearer's Exorcism by Linda Louisa Varela. Her website is torchbearersexorcism.com. The book available wherever books are sold. And, of course, you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll link you directly to Louisa's website. Is there a moral, a takeaway that you'd like people, read the book, be entertained by the book, but maybe a takeaway, something that you can hang on to after you read the book?
Well, I think for me, the big takeaway is that you don't need to be in a relationship to be a happy person. And there are quite a lot of people in the world that are having normal, happy lives, living by themselves or with pets or being single parents. Or it goes back to this idea that I was taught when I was younger, that you really need to build your life around someone else. And I think that that is not necessarily true anymore, that you can find plenty of fulfillment in your life with friends, clearly, but not necessarily having to be in a paired relationship.
When you sat down to write the book, did you learn something about yourself as you're looking back and you're creating the fictional characters in the book with some sense of realism? What was that like going back and looking at that time? And then did that help your growth, your evolution?
Yeah, actually it did, because I realized as I was writing the story, there were a lot of things that I had either forgotten about or buried, and by writing the book, I had to work through them. And like I said at the beginning, there was a very bad breakup of my own when I was about 24 that I write about at the very end of the book, and it certainly marked quite a lot of my life, and it was, I think, maybe the final chapter of writing this book to close that. And so it was good therapy as well.
The book is The Torchbearer's Exorcism by Linda Louisa Varela. Also on the website, you deal with a number of issues there. You talk about what is consent. You talk about how times have changed on a university campus. Talk about that, because you're using your platform to get all of us to do a little reflection.
Absolutely. So, for instance, on the Facebook page for the book, I'm regularly posting and discussing articles about women's rights in different places around the world. But for me, consent is a very important thing, because they're hopefully not so much anymore, but I do think it is still an issue based on the case in California a couple of years ago with the girl that was raped by a swimmer. I think it is still often a problem on college campuses, this understanding of what consent is, and the idea that if a girl does something, it's because she wants it, or if she's not actively punching you in the face, it doesn't mean no. And there have also been many problems in Spain with that in the last year. I don't know if you've heard in the U.S. about the case of the Manada, which is basically like a wolf pack, a gang rape of a girl in the Running of the Bulls festival. And there's been a lot of discussion in the last couple of years about what is consent and what is rape. And I think it's a very important topic to be discussed openly, because you can certainly destroy a person through rape, and you can certainly make everyone's life a lot happier just by being sure that you do have consent.
Well, so, and you do that so well on the website, and obviously in the other social media platforms as well. I mentioned Spanish Angst. That was the first book that you'd written. That's still available, and information, of course, you'll find as you're looking for Luisa's books. Talk about that briefly. That was the first book. What was that like? You were a very talented writer and really capture the topic that you're writing about it. And I mentioned the background, and that went into Spanish Angst. What was that experience like? And that book is still resonating out there.
So the Spanish Angst is about it's also a little bit of a coming of age, but it's more of a fish out of water story about an ingenue that goes to Spain from America, thinking that she'll have a much happier life living in a foreign land, and underestimating the impact of the different societal norms around work and around gender roles. And it is a comedy, though. Spanish Angst is a straight high concept comedy about fish out of water. And the stories in that one are also 99% true from people that I knew and worked with over the course of a decade. And I think for me, the most interesting feedback about that one is that people often have trouble believing that it's true. If you haven't been in that culture, you sometimes don't understand how things can be outside of your culture. And but it's mostly just a good, funny story.
And that's still available. And the Torchbearer's Exorcism, of course, is there. That's the new book by Linda Luisa Varela, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. What are you working on now? You've got such a great talent for writing. I hope there's something that you've got ready for us next.
So I've been working on the blog periodically, and I'm still juggling a couple of different ideas. I'm thinking about doing a science fiction, but it's not really clear for me yet. And the other possible story is another romantic comedy, but around a ghost.
Now you have my attention. How is that coming? Yeah. Have you started working on that, or is that still formulating in your mind?
It's still in the formulation stage. I've got the skeleton of the story, but I still haven't started to write it. Yeah.
Well, we'll keep watching, and you can watch the website for information on what Luisa is working on next. It's the Torchbearer's Exorcism. .com. That's where you'll find the name of the book, and that's the website as well. Luisa, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of the two books. How can they follow you on Facebook and some of the other social media platforms? Because it's very enlightening, very entertaining as well.
So the Facebook page is Torchbearer's Exorcism. And if you type that in, all run together, you'll find the Facebook page for the book. But it's also linked from the website, the torchbearersexorcism.com. And my Twitter is LLVT at home.
And we'll have all of that up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. I really appreciate this. The book, The Torchbearer's Exorcism by Linda Luisa Varela, Varela. Our website, torchbearersexorcism.com. Very entertaining book, a thought-provoking book as well. Luisa, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
It has been fun. Linda Luisa Varela, author of The Torchbearer's Exorcism, our guest. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.